Word coffee.
Episode 124. Anti-pad tie. This week, Joel Train, Silk Smooth, and I talk about how Will Smith will... Chimney Christmas. I'm having a heck of a time here. How Will Smith ruins the Chinese takeover. We tell Bill Murray to stop. And Joel Train explains how fondling works. You can check out the new Tumblr account, woowoosnortcoffee.tumblr.com. As always, you can go to snortcoffee.com to look at show notes or listen to past episodes. And I think that is it. Thanks for listening.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, you should be ashamed of yourself for being able to spot it from fucking 25 yards away in a car.
I love that song, man. It's a great song.
Yeah.
I know. I know I'm alone on this. I don't care.
Great song.
There's great songs out there. That's one, man.
I had a music thing that I thought it'd be interesting to talk about. It's my contention that they no longer make... What is called country music is not country music. What is called country music is pop music done with a fiddle and a twang. And it is not...
Even Kid Rock?
Fucking, especially Kid Rock.
What about Gwyneth Paltrow? Now that's true.
I haven't heard, right? I haven't heard her stuff even 4 months from now. I guarantee that I haven't heard her fucking stuff as you're listening to this.
Neither have I.
You go back in the archives and listen to this 5 years from now, I will still have not fucking listened.
She might be big, dude.
She is big.
The party I went to last night, there was that fucking, what's that dude's name that had the different name?
Prince. Prince was there?
No and no. The white dude.
Kevin Smith.
Nope. The white dude that had the name and then he had the other name.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
P. Diddy.
No, but good guess. Nope, that's also a good guess. Like wears vests.
Cat Stevens.
Wears vests.
Nope. That's a good one, though.
That's a great one. You're gonna have to be more.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Probably wore boots.
Like, boots and vests.
Yeah, boots and a vest. And like,
still going with Cat Stevens.
He's probably the even bigger than Prince.
Willie Nelson?
Not a good guess. Well, kind of a good guess.
Yeah.
They just call it Willie now.
Yeah.
They dropped the Nelson. That's why I guess.
Didn't they call him something else, too? Like the redheaded stepchild or something?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, that stranger.
Sleepy Train.
Nice. That's a great fucking nickname.
He is the best nicknamer on his own staff.
He has a lot, I guess. There you go. That's how you do it.
What the... come up with anything better than the Sleepy Train.
Cowboy dude.
The Naked Cowboy in New York City?
No, I don't know his name.
I think he just goes by the Naked Cowboy now. Because that's escape. So he technically did change his name. I don't know what it was before that, but...
Yusuf Islam, oddly enough. You can swap him out. You can't just come up with a new name. You have to take somebody else's that changed theirs.
Oh, I'll use that. Thank you.
I wasn't even thinking about changing my name, but that's great.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Way better than mine.
This dude was on Wayne's World.
Dana Carvey.
Yes.
Got it.
But wearing a vest.
Yes. John Goodman.
Probably boots and had two names. He was that dude and then he was that other dude.
The fat dude?
No.
Did you already guess John Goodman?
Yeah.
All right.
I just did. Also
Benny Goodman.
Probably.
Good. Nope. Not Benny Goodman either. It was that dude. He, like, sung stuff. Like, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh.
From Garth Canada?
Other name?
Yes. That
excellent.
Dude.
Excellent.
What was that dude?
Chris something.
Chris
Gaines?
Sounds right. Chris Gaines is absolutely
nice.
Fucking right.
Nice.
Wow, teamwork.
That took some time, but
got one,
we got there.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow is bigger than Garth Brooks in 4 months.
She has a bigger face than Chris Gaines, is what I was saying.
Oh, okay.
That's what
wow.
I mean.
Wow. Okay. Seriously?
She is a huge melon.
But you've totally heard her music at this point.
I don't think so. I haven't heard Chris Gaines. So I think I'm going to be able to avoid her, too.
You didn't see that episode of Saturday Night Live?
No.
I'd say you're missing out, but...
I take that back. I saw that episode of Saturday Night Live, but I muted the fuck out of that TV.
Nice.
Every time that son of a bitch, like, nice. Got even a little sing-songy, like, he sort of sang in some skits, I even fucking muted that shit.
That? Wow.
Not on my watch. Not in this house, Chris. You take that shit out in the fucking street where it belongs.
Well, yeah, you were such a big fan of Garth Brooks.
And the thunder rolled, down, down, down. I loved him. He was my dude. And then he fucking bails on his own identity. And it wasn't like he was a homeless dude who had a shitty fucking identity.
Like our podcast changing names in the middle of it. Like, what the fuck?
Right. Yeah. Like, you're already uber great. Like, what are you fucking doing? Ugh. So shitty. Like, if you're not going to be Garth Brooks, then let me be Garth Brooks, dude.
You could have. Fucking... If you'd been there.
You look just like him.
Could have got a white and black shirt and, like, learned to play 3 fucking chords on the guitar. And the thunder roll.
I've got friends.
I can get there with my voice. If I got a vocal coach, places. I'd probably get his vocal coach. If I became Garth Brooks, I would probably just like.
And the beer
chases my blues away.
And I'll be okay.
Oh. I don't think that he has friends in low places. He's always looked to me like, you don't fucking hang out in dive bars, dude. Look at you. Look at your pretty fucking face.
Yes.
How many times have you been hit by a pool cue?
Couldn't
fuck yourself.
Same goes for, which lends theory to your country
Paltrow.
Music, no longer is country music. What about the guy who did the country song about fucking internet? Yeah. And he's big now, too.
Oh, that fucking dude that had one name.
Ween?
Harrington? No.
I think it was Ween. They did a whole album. Ween?
Well, see, that's
I think that song
awesome.
Was on that album, right? Yeah, Piss Up a Rope's a great song. There's a couple of good songs on
it. Yeah. Yeah, okay, you're right. It's not a great album. there's some songs.
Yeah, there's a couple good songs that I wouldn't mind listening to.
I've never listened to the whole album.
I've
tried.
It just becomes too much like what it's goofing on, and you're like, ugh, I forgot how much I hated country music already. Like, I only want to hear it made fun of for 3.5 minutes, and that's it. And the thunder rolled.
Welcome to Snore Coffee. It's better than snorting
double cow semen.
Easily.
Or double steer semen.
You can find us places like snortcoffee.com or at snortcoffee on Twitter.
Probably still find us on the Facebook, but
somewhere, yeah.
Don't friend us there because your mom is on there, and then she'll look. And not all Grammys are as cool as my Grammy, and she might not enjoy the show. So follow us on Twitter because she's not on that.
Nobody's on Twitter.
Yeah, that's true.
Silky Smooth, Joel Train Me.
Hello.
Hi.
I think I just got bit by a skeeter because we're live from the east side.
Skeet came in here and took a fucking chunk out of your leg.
In the carriage house. It's not nearly as hot now, which is lovely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very comfortable out here.
My phone said it was 96 degrees today. I don't think I believe that.
Your phone's a lying son of a bitch. Yeah. Did you have it in your rectum?
I did not.
Oh, all right.
That's a good rectum temperature, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say,
like,
if not, you're running a little cold, if so.
Huh?
You're running a little cold, if so.
Well, it's not where I store my phone, either.
It's the best place to keep coffee, though. Keeps it fresh.
Really?
Yep. Or packed in menthol pantyhose.
Huh.
That's a good way to fool the drug dogs.
They can't. Yeah, menthol's too strong. Like
coffee.
Cheese.
When you're snorting or when you're smuggling coffee,
mm-hmm.
Put it in menthol pantyhose and shove it in your ass.
Exactly.
Oh, that's okay. Double
seal.
Find it.
Better than a Ziploc. That's where Ziploc actually got their the information breakdown for their technology for their double zip.
Nice.
They saw what the butthole did when a pantyhose full of coffee grounds was shoved inside it, and they watched how the butthole and the pantyhose tightened up and shit, and they were like, fucking get on it, scientists, and they reverse engineered the butthole.
Double sealed, so you know it's safe.
It doesn't really look the same, though. Wait, does it? I've never seen my butthole.
Exactly. Okay. Especially in what it does when that's inserted. You need a hand mirror, menthol pantyhose, and coffee grounds. And a drug dog to know if you did it right.
Right.
But you can give or take that.
Hey, you can find one of those.
Just walk into a police station. Yeah.
Okay, sniff my butt.
Yeah. Can I borrow your
dog? I'm not going to get on a plane or anything, but I need that dog to sniff my butt. I got to figure out if this worked or not.
Just checking some things out here.
Not quite as good as Ziploc bags yet.
You mean Ziploc bags aren't quite as good.
Yeah. What about Ziploc bags shoved in your butt?
Redundant.
Using the same method twice, virtually the same method twice, counteracts, and both your butthole opens up and the Ziploc bag opens up, and it fucking reeks of coffee. That's how that works.
Just pouring out of your butt.
Minty
like
coffee.
Sands through the hourglass. These are the days of our lives.
Fucking fireworks.
Fireworks.
Like fucking China and shit.
Be nice to us, Chinese overlords. I'm sure you'll be here 4 months from now. No problem.
See, I'm totally getting in on the front end of that.
Oh, yeah.
When they show up, I'm just going right to California. Like, hey, I was out east.
Greet them like they greeted the aliens in Independence Day. Just like, ah, we're your fucking friends. Come on in. Remember, like, on top of the building?
Yeah.
They probably got one of those over there. They're very fucking tech savvy. They know what they're doing. They're working it out. Will Smith's going to punch them and fuck it up for everybody.
Son of a bitch.
Sounds like something he'd do.
Such a dick. I hear, like, on-set violent fucking outbursts from Will Smith. Yeah.
Punching people and fucking...
Choked several key grips and, like, like Homer and Bart style fucking shaking them back and forth and, like...
Neck gets...
Puts a lot of pressure on the spine.
Yeah.
He's got powerful hands. Just, like, vice grips.
That's why they put
hands.
Peacock, I think.
It's frightening. They had problems in Hancock. He would be holding like a fifth of liquor and just constantly crushing those bottles. And they're like, really try to be gentle with this one. We've only got another case left. And just
fucking Will Smith.
Who can blame him though? Going home to Jada Pinkett Smith every night. I don't think I'd show up fucking chipper to the office in the morning. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Who wouldn't shake a page?
Or that kid.
Oh, God. Those kids must be awful. Just awful. Just entitled and fucking, ugh. And half her. Jesus Christ.
Daddy, I want to be in a movie. I want to sing a song.
And more money than God that family has.
He's going to punch a Chinese person that's going to end to our doom.
Right. They come over and they, like, they come over on the big ship.
And we're all cool with them. Everybody's
down.
America's like,
super down. Yeah.
About time.
Yeah, we've been waiting on you guys forever.
We're stuck
with fucking P.F. Chang's trying to imagine we were in China. Finally, we can get some fucking cuisine and some fucking uniforms.
Bridges.
Like
railroads and shit.
Yeah, we need all that shit done.
Control our breeding.
Yep.
Please, we're out of control. We're like fucking rabbits over here. Have you seen our trailer parks are reproducing at an insane rate? You guys have got to get that under control. Job one. And then they fly these fucking fancy. So they come in on the spacecraft. We're greeting them. And then they like show off a little bit with some military fucking technology. And they're swooping around and they're making our F-15s look
air
like
segways and crazy shit.
Exactly. Like, just ridiculous things that we can't even comprehend. Will Smith catches one of them, opens up their fucking craft and just punches them in the face. And then that changes.
It's all downhill from there.
Right. All the politics have shifted around this one, the fucking punch heard around the world. And now we have to pay for the fucking, for the anger problem that Will Smith has gained over the years with his horrible fucking wife and idiot two kids. It's awful. It's
now
just the worst.
That clearly not a firework, right? Sorry.
Lots of fireworks.
I don't think so. Some of them are.
Some of them are really piercing farts.
I'm sensitive. I'm in a space movie now. Oh, now I'm doing a film with my kid. I'm sensitive again. I can still be funny.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up, Will. You're just getting ridiculous checks. Ridiculous checks. Fuck you, man. Don't think we forgot about Fresh Prince.
Well, just stop, right?
Just stop it.
Just stop.
Thank you. Thank you for summing that up in a way that I couldn't.
Let's give somebody else a shot. You know what? The world's not
hurting.
Nobody
else is good, dude. Greatest actor.
Oh, well.
And singer. Like Wild Wild West. The Wild Wild West. Like,
hey, come on, Summertime.
Yeah.
That was a sweet summer hit.
It is.
That was exactly what he do.
He's a triple threat, right? What's the third one? Like bowler or something? He's a really good bowler. Tap dancing?
No, it is bowling. You're right.
Really good
before
bowler.
Before he was big, it's my understanding that he just destroyed the BPA and...
What's that?
Or PBA, Professional Bowling Association. Okay. And destroyed him, but as he was going for the three-peat for the World Championship of Bowling...
The Turkey of World Championships?
Right. To Turkey, yeah. Okay. In turkeys, and had a whole set of, like, his whole game was turkeys up till that point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All 3 years, and he was doing ridiculously well.
I guess.
And then Bill Murray came out and cut the back of his fucking leg.
Nice.
And cut that Achilles tendon back there, and he could throw a straight ball still, but he couldn't hook anymore, and that was his whole game, this vicious fucking hook.
Well, it's showy.
Right.
He's a showy dude.
Right. And if he can't show, then what's the point of placing? You know what I mean?
Did Bill Murray have a hook?
He did have a hook in the game.
Okay.
Yes.
That's weird.
Razor sharp hook. Okay. Like Captain Hook.
It's the fucking...
And then he was eaten by a crocodile. By the way, Bill Murray, stop. Just stop. Just fucking stop it, dude.
He could have stopped before he started, right?
You can still show up in shit like Zombieland, I guess. But just fucking stop it. And I think, go back in time and stop yourself. I agree with Austin.
Yeah, don't start.
Go back in time and stop yourself from starting.
After Caddyshack, stop.
Stop it before Caddyshack.
Like that dude that the judge. What the fuck show?
Any drug-addled moron could have been his fucking character in Caddyshack. So just go back in time and stop yourself from making this horrible mistake.
Yes, but it was that drug-addled moron at that time. That was what was needed.
Just stop.
But be done after that. Just anybody... Yeah. Yeah, just stop. Call all of your friends, Will Smith, and tell them to stop, too.
That's a good call.
That goes double for Gwyneth Paltrow. Stop the music. Stop the fucking...
Stop your face.
Acting.
Stop your face.
Please, Gwyneth.
Stop your face.
For of us who are so blessed with the gift of sight, stop your fucking face. From happening every goddamn time I open up Google News. Stop it. Just fucking stop it, Gwyneth. I can't take it anymore.
Here. Moving and acting movies here.
Look. Look at my face. Fuck your face. Get away from me with that thing. Get it off the internet.
Gwyneth. What the fuck is going on in this neighborhood?
It's fucking...
Summertime, man.
I guess.
Summertime.
You guys have seen Jeeps before, the vehicle?
Yes.
Yes.
Matter of fact,
are they all exclusively for lesbians?
No, sorry.
Think about that for a second.
Think about it. Okay.
What about softball coaches? Oh, wait. I see.
Exactly.
No, it still holds up.
Yep.
What about, like, outdoorsy... Wait a minute. There it is again.
I was... Yeah.
Like off-roady.
Exclusively. Yes.
No.
What about always? There are dudes that drive them, though.
Probably. They're probably borrowing them.
From their lesbian friends.
Yeah. Right. Okay, I need to cruise the strip, and it's fucking nice out, and...
You're busy.
You don't have any furniture to move this weekend or anything, right? Can I use your Jeep?
Jeep's an awful moving vehicle. Could you imagine a double mattress in a Jeep? Just fucking
sure, right on top, dude. That's what the roll bars are for.
Nice.
Just strap it on. You
put the top on the fucking on the windshield.
Yeah. I think you let it hang off the back.
Just fucking tie one of the handles to the roll bar and let it go.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Great for that. You can stack them high too. They're surprising because it's such like it's such a hard thing to roll. Like the vehicle's designed in such a way that it's difficult for it to roll over. So there's a lot. Like you can go heavy and high on top, no problem.
If it's a mattress, you got, like, it really doesn't matter because you're just going to fall on a mattress.
Right.
You flip over, it's like, well, whatever.
Except for your mattress is dirty.
That's true. That part sucks.
So I was in Kentucky last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. And at the hotel that I was staying at, there were a bunch of people from a local Jeep Jamboree.
Nice.
Jeep Jamboree?
A Jeep Jamboree.
One more time.
Jeep Jamboree.
Wow.
Yes. Any get-together of greater than four Jeeps must always be referred to as a jamboree.
We're going to have to file a permit if Phil gets here.
That'll be
while we hang out. Like,
that'll be four, won't it?
If Phil borrows his neighbor's Jeep and comes down here, we're going to have to get a fucking permit for this thing because it will legally be considered a jamboree. You can't just have one of those without letting the city know.
It's true. So if he borrows Judy's Jeep,
just
call it a jamboree.
Is he going to be the only dude?
Is he what?
Is he going to be the only dude? Or it's all a bunch of dudes that are borrowing Judy and Patricia?
Well, I don't know where you borrowed your Jeep. I didn't borrow Judy's Jeep.
Okay. You brought one, though.
Well, yeah. You see it.
Whose did you borrow? Wait, are you trying to tell me something?
No. I borrowed it from my neighbor. Oh,
okay.
Hey, Janet, I need to borrow your Jeep.
That's who's you borrowed? That's Janet's?
Yeah, I always go up to Janet. I always, like, ask her that way. Okay. Hey, Janet. She's like, what? I know. You need to borrow my fucking Jeep. Every time.
You've got
to
move.
You ask all hesitant like that and weird. Just ask me for my fucking, you know where the keys are. Fill it up before you bring it back.
Wow.
Don't roll it.
And if you do, make sure you have a mattress on
it. Put a mattress on top. Be safe out there. Don't fucking start an unlicensed jamboree either. I don't need that. That goes back. That goes on my fucking vehicle report.
Yeah, they aren't coming in here. They're just taking down plate numbers and taking it in the mail. Mm-hmm. Unauthorized jamboree.
Sometimes if four go through the same intersection,
and they have a red light detector,
it'll be like, Jeep, 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 you're all jamboree. Getting fucking tickets. Jamboree. That's legally a jamboree.
You can fight that, but it's really, it's not worth
the Jeep.
It's not worth the money. If you're unaffiliated, then it cannot legally be referred to as, or, you know, you can't be held liable for a jamboree.
So, like, basically, if there's four of you standing in a crowd by your Jeeps, that's when you get fucked.
Right.
If it pleases the court.
If you know each other, you assembled, you know, to discuss jeepery.
Hey, what about roll cages, huh?
Four guys.
Right? Am I right?
I think so.
You can talk about roll cages, four guys. You're okay there.
We're cool here because there's only three of us in the room.
Right.
So
right.
I feel like you're hesitant for no reason.
No, I'm just explaining the law. I'm just explaining the situation.
Right.
So, you know, you're going to, being a Jeep driver, Jeep borrower, you're going to find yourself in a situation where you're going to have to, you know, talk your way out of a jamboree ticket.
Via the mail.
Yeah.
You have to write a really elegant note to get out of that ticket.
Indeed. Elegant indeed.
Fireworks.
I want to do a little public service announcement for Kentucky. Go there. It's beautiful.
That was nice.
Yeah. Red River Gorge, especially Daniel Boone Forest, Natural Bridge State Park, that area. You'll enjoy yourselves. Do a little hiking. Enjoy nature for a while.
Relaxing or not necessarily?
Well, it was quite relaxing.
Yeah.
Beautiful woods. I mean, if you can be relaxed doing something kind of exercise-y.
I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. hiking around, yeah, you're kind of dead, like, oh, got to go up this hill, climb over this shit. But, oh, look at that. That's neat.
Hey, Sherry, watch out. The pavement's uneven. Right up, like, there. Yeah, be careful. All right, you're good.
Nice.
Sorry, it was the public service announcement.
Yeah, public service announcement within a public service announcement.
Ooh, how meta of us. Does anybody know what that means? I hear
no.
Jerk-offs use that word all the fucking time.
No.
That's
no
meta, man. What are you talking about?
It's not even a word.
It's part of some words, but it's not.
Can't just use the prefix, assholes.
It's just pre.
You have to prefix it to something.
Right. It has to be fixed. That's why they call it a prefix.
Hiking in Red River Gorge, huh? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yep.
Lovely.
Yep. Lovely.
Nice. I've wanted to go there for a long time, but I haven't.
Should.
Never been.
Awesome pizza place while you're there, people. Miguel's. Don't miss it. It's a rock climbers hangout / camping place. Yeah.
Beard growing location.
Beard growing?
Beard growing.
Oh.
Probably. I don't think this place. Do they have, like, takeout?
Hang out and grow
Okay.
You, You don't want to hang out and check out a bunch of crazy hippies?
That's not my crowd.
/ rock
climbers.
That's
going to be annoying, dude. There's going to be a ton of indie rock.
Everybody's...
No. Actually, it was pretty calm.
Everybody's stoked about stuff and, like, growing beards.
No, thank you, sir.
Nice. Wearing tight shoes.
Need a razor.
Everybody's rattling like crazy. Knock it off.
Nobody wants one. No, thank you. Thank you, but no thank you.
Squeaky little shoes.
I'll take my pizza to go. What do you have, like, ready so I can walk out this fucking instant?
Oh, you're in trouble there. That you're not walking out quickly.
Ugh.
Waited an hour and 15 for a pizza one night.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And you're, like,
fucking busy.
And you're saying this is a good place to go.
Incredible.
Fuck you,
incredible fucking food.
Beards and a long wait for my pizza? No, thank you.
Well worth it. Well worth it.
I think so, man.
First time we were there, no problem. In and out. You know, just the length of time to cook.
First time you went there, it was an In and Out burger?
No. It was still Miguel's.
Oh, okay.
Yep. At the Red, people.
Like, you call them up and order a pizza, or you're eating there and waiting an hour and a half?
We should have called ahead, but we didn't have the number. And instead, we walked in like, wow, this place is fucking packed. People parked up the road like a mile and a half.
Like,
that's crazy.
Like swimming your way through beard hair to
more
get
or less,
to the counter.
More
like,
or less.
Ugh!
Well, there's
look out, dudes!
There's a shitload of camping out back, so
somebody's
not everybody's
Jeep is illegally
in there.
Parked out there, by the way. Fucking weirdos.
Everybody's Jeep.
God!
Your neighbor's
gonna be pissed.
Everybody's
Jeep is illegally parked.
They're fucking not hippies, though. Or are hippies, because they were more yuppies.
I'm not sure on the distinction, frankly.
Okay,
a lot of those words that end in E.
Outdoorsy hippies doesn't really exist, do they? Like, if you're doing something, I don't think you can be called a hippie, right?
I think if you're outdoorsy, you're either a redneck or a hippie, right? Is that fair to say? Because I feel like generally those are the two extremes. Like, it's certainly a scale, and there's a chipmunk in there somewhere. You know what I mean? That's the midpoint. But you're either a redneck, a chipmunk, or a hippie, if you're outdoorsy.
I think I'm right in the middle of all that.
You're a chipmunk, then.
All right.
You're a total chipmunk.
All right. I feel a little rednecky sometimes.
I would agree with that.
Other times.
I don't know about that. I think you're mostly rednecky.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know more about bull riding than anyone here.
You live in a trailer.
You get all my
shit.
You get all my bull riding references, and you live in a trailer. Hey, do you own any horses? Redneck.
No. What do you mean? Most of the people that own horses are
rednecks.
No, richy people.
Rednecks. You don't have to be poor to be a redneck. Don't be biased,
true.
Dude.
But if you're fucking,
don't put them in the
box. If you're jumping, you're not a redneck. Yeah, got you there, don't I?
You might be a redneck if you're Matt. You might not be a redneck. You definitely are a redneck.
Well, I felt very weird around a lot of serious rednecks down in Kentucky.
Who describe a serious redneck to
me? I don't know, man.
I'm not sure I've ever seen one in the wild.
Now, see, you can't describe it, man. It's just a feeling you get. Oh,
like Chupacabra? So beautiful that you can't...
No, that's real.
Can't describe it. What, real... Super rednecks aren't real? What are we talking about that's not real?
Oh, good call.
Because I know
the sensation of knowing whether somebody's a redneck or not is real, but it's...
Fast and the Furious 6 outside. I can't believe we're still making this movie.
What's wrong with that vehicle?
It's motorcycles.
Oh, okay. Mixed with another vehicle noise.
Shitload.
Okay.
Filming Fast and Furious 6.
It's a pack of assholes riding around with their buttholes wide open.
Yeah.
The big motorized dick in between their legs. Enjoy your ride, weirdos. Grow a beard. Get fat. Then you'll be Kevin Smith.
Doing the Hobbit.
They're gone now. Oh, they're coming back.
Yep. Never gone.
Gone for good. They're all dead. They donated to snortcoffee.com and ran into a semi truck.
Sounds of ghost riding motorcycle.
Ghost ride the whip. You guys ever do that?
No.
When you're feeling ballsy?
Nope.
You got Washingtons to throw around? Neither have I.
What's the whip?
It's when you get out of you leave your car and like drive and you let it roll and
I did that unintentionally.
You dance next to it. Did you dance?
No. Car's still here.
Unintentionally, you did a little dance when you realized.
I danced back into the car, I guess, maybe.
There you go. Yeah. Yep, you ghost rode the whip.
Sweet.
Just set the cruise, climb out under the hood, huh?
You can get on the hood. That's still ghost riding the whip.
Excellent.
I think as long as there's nobody in the driver's seat controlling the car, you are ghost riding the whip.
Is anybody controlling the car?
No.
Just fucking let it go.
Let it go.
Wow.
That's why it's a ghost ride. Well, I mean, if you have a ghost, you could probably still like have the ghost in control of the car, but I don't think most of the people that do it have ghosts. I think they just let it go.
I think ghost's hands are going to go right through steering wheel.
Ugh. What about the movie Ghost, where somebody like made out with a ghost?
No, they used a penny or something, didn't they?
How can you touch the penny?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Can't touch steering wheel.
Wait, they had a three-way in Ghost with some chick named Penny?
No, with Whoopi.
Yeah, Whoopi.
The three-way with Whoopi.
God, oh, you couldn't. I'm not sure you could have a chick hot enough to make me like. You know what I mean, like. It would have to be Cleopatra, and even then, I'm still I'm like, ugh.
Whoopi rolls up in her Jeep and is like, what the fuck
What's
is going on
What's going on, guys?
Good news is, I'm going to have a three-way with you. Bad news is, one of them's Whoopi. Good news, you could pick the other one.
You may need a double check.
But Whoopi
to
has to be there.
For Whoopi being in your three-way.
That's gross. All that hair and shit, like.
And she seemed like the type of woman. This isn't good or bad, quotes. But like, I don't think she's maintaining hair in a general way. Like, I think underarms, legs, pubic area, butthole. Like, so. I think it's
natural.
Legit. Yeah. I think it's pretty serious.
Well, let's hope so.
And again, I don't have anything personally against that. I've seen some very attractive ladies with underarm hair and hairy-ass legs and whatever. But Whoopi would not be one of those. Sometimes she just sits on the top of Will Smith's kid's head. She just sits up there.
Little Wayne?
That's how hairy she is. Whatever Will Smith's... What is it? Jaden, right? Jaden Smith?
Little Wayne.
Yeah. She sits on top of not curls up like Bow Wow.
I'm not sure. Formerly known as Little Bow Wow.
Okay. Wow, that's early to change your name.
It is.
I'm 13. I'm done with this name. This name is old. There's a ton of Jamals. You know, there's not a ton of Little Bow Wows. Name change. paid for by Disney.
But now he's Little Wayne.
Yeah. He's got a teardrop tattoo. And gold teeth, but not real gold teeth, because he's smarter than that.
Does Disney own the Lil prefix?
Exactly. They patented it back in the 60s.
Oh.
Like foresight. Lil Abner or something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Huh.
That's when they got it.
They're pretty slick, man. Is that when they got the copyright extended as well?
They got it. Why would you do that to people?
I was on the air.
Way to be an asshole. Are you?
Yeah.
Like, you're on the fucking air, dude. You're totally on the air, and now you're, like, non-sexually blowing into people's ears. So stop it.
No, that was sexually. That's how I do it. My wife is thrilled about it, too, let me tell you.
Oh, he must be hot. It feels like there's a compressed air gun being fucking shot off of my ear.
Raring to go.
My husband must want to bone down.
Yeah.
No more sunshine.
I tried to get away with a fair amount of fondling in the theater today.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Yeah?
Yeah. I shut down.
Get your fucking hands off me.
More or less. I'm a little friendlier than that, but...
Like, oh, I don't know that I can ask questions of that.
Sure you can.
Arm around the neck or arm, like, in the lap?
Well, just reach across, not around the neck.
Just right seats, out front.
Yeah, yeah. Right. The seats didn't work for around the back, which is actually kind of upsetting if you're 15.
Yeah.
You know, I just now thought about that. Yeah. Like, the seats really didn't make
sense. Was it like a fancy theater?
No, not particularly, but the seats were tall and had large armrests that really would prevent you, like, sat sunk down. No, you couldn't.
Bummer.
You know what? I didn't check.
Yeah.
I don't think so, though. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
So, and I went for the lap, but it just wasn't going to happen.
Huh.
Not allowed. Nothing under clothing. But I was certainly trying. But
you know what Christine does if I get too handsy with her? She, like, starts clumsily fucking with my dick and my ass.
That's not going to work at all.
Well, it does work because she does it in, like, a crazy, clumsy, non-sexual way. And I realize, like... That's what that's how she's perceiving what I'm doing.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh, fuck, it's horrible for her, too. I'm sorry. Please take your hand away from my fucking flaccid penis. Please just let's go back to being a non-sexual couple for the next little bit.
Man. While we sit at this expensive movie theater.
Dose of my own medicine, yeah.
Don't have your wife call my wife.
I hope she listens to the show.
Fortunately, no.
Listen, Kelly.
Like most of our listeners, she doesn't listen regularly, so.
4 months from now, start listening to the show. It's a vital bit of. I'll just post it on her Facebook.
Oh, damn it. That seems pretty effective.
Tweet it to her then instead because my mom's on Facebook. Yeah. I don't need her seeing that shit.
She doesn't need to know that much about your sex life.
Well, her and Christine are already not on great terms, and so if she hears that Christine's clumsily handling my business.
That's going to piss her off.
She'll have an angry phone call with Christine. It wouldn't be the first time that she's discussed.
When you fondle his junk, you do it with pride.
You need to blow him more often, Christine. Be a good wife. Don't be dumb and stupid and mean.
That's funny. That's what my mom wrote in the anniversary card she just sent us. Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. It was nice.
Love you, Grammy.
I'm going to start writing that in anniversary cards next year. Like, get them, get the mail, and, like, open them up and write in there.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Hey, you need to blow Matt more often. Like, wow, it's coming straight from your grandma.
Mm? Get handwriting samples and, like, really do it right. Use the same style of pen. Like, awesome. Oh, that's a Bic, but a blue, so I'll have to...
Well, I have nearly a year to assemble a kit.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, you'll be ready.
Yeah. You got Christmas cards to work off of in December?
Nice,
yeah. I'm going to be ready by the time next May rolls around.
Hey, dude, you have a Eddie Bauer bicycle.
I sure do.
Why is that?
I don't know. How can you actually see that?
I saw it earlier but didn't say anything.
That's what she bought.
Oh, her
mistake. I ride it now. Yeah.
Okay.
I ride it because I apparently bought a bike. It was for like a 10-year-old. And didn't realize it. And I tried riding. I was like, this is really little.
Well, you're also pretty big.
Yeah. So if anybody wants a bike, there's like 50 of them in this garage.
There's a bunch.
I've noticed you have significantly more bikes than you have legs.
It's a decent bike. It could be better.
How so?
What the fuck? It could have a motor on it. That would be cool.
That would be better.
Are you thinking about trading up to the Abercrombie and Fitch?
Do I have to wear that one shirtless or ride that one shirtless?
No.
Does it have to be like a girl shirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have to have like loud house music playing whenever you ride it.
And smell weird?
Yep.
Okay.
And you have to be mean to old people.
Then no, I'm not gonna upgrade. Okay.
Anybody who's older than like 19, you have to be like, fuck you! Leave me the fuck alone, grandpa. Like, even if they're like 22, just yell at them right in the fucking face. You're stupid and old. Die.
Did I tell you guys I went into an Abercrombie store at the outlet malls to get some shorts?
Right.
It was super creepy.
Just like, sort of feel like a pedo with all the like, little kid mannequins running around.
Yeah, it was super creepy.
Where's the adult section?
Chick was like a robot. I think I've mentioned it before, but I don't remember.
Chick was a robot?
The chick that was helping us was like a robot. Like a Scientologist or something. Oh. It was weird.
Even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Have we outed all the Scientologists in existence yet?
We know about you, Marcy. You stupid bitch. You're following a dumb religion. Just stop it and pick a different, less dumb one.
Get a new cult, Marcy.
They're all dumb, but pick a less dumb one. Yeah, I think we got it now. Marcy was the last one on my list.
Can you guys hold down the show for a minute?
Oh, man, I'm going
Chris, too. Nice. Okay. Joel, can you hold down the show for a minute?
Yeah.
Pardon me.
It's Joel time.
There's not as much dog shit here as dog shit still. And it might be in less handy places.
There's always a bunch of dog shit.
Do you have a lot of coffee or should I make some?
You should make some.
It's not going to go fancy.
Thank you, sir.
It'll be good.
That's fine. I can drink it black. I feel really abandoned in this moment right now. And I can hear Matt taking a piss. And I think he should have brought his mic outside. But what I really wanted to tell you was... Pete, you're going to get some bad news about a teacher that meant a lot to you in elementary school today. So just be prepared. That is on your voicemail when you get home. She's passed. She went comfortably in the night. It's not a huge... She was old. I know she meant a lot to you, but you're, you know, just be ready for that and don't let that devastate you tonight. Because you're going to get that voicemail 7:15 or so and just sort of be ready for that.
Did we lose another listener?
No, Pete lost his an elementary school teacher that he was really close to and was formative for him. And he's tonight, after he listens to the show, it'll be 7:15 or so. He's going to get a voicemail, and she's passed. But mm-hmm. She did, like I said, she did so comfortably, and you can't live forever.
But she was not a listener.
Oh no!
Oh good. No. Fuck her then.
Yeah, one more down as far as I'm concerned, but I know Pete is in a rough spot.
Well,
so
I don't know Pete, to be honest with you.
You alienate yourselves from our mass of listenership all the time. I feel like it's the wrong move.
It's not intentional. It's just the way I am.
You're hard to love. You keep yourself distant because you've been hurt? Is that what you're telling me?
Mainly just because I hate. It's not so much that I've been hurt, but I hate.
So much hate, like Darth Vader, almost. Right?
I know. I see that more as evil.
But if you had a giant laser globe spaceship, you would or would not destroy planets to gain control of the rebellion who's trying to overthrow you? Yes or no?
I'd rather...
It's a simple yes or no, Matt. I demand to have a definitive answer on this question.
I'd have to say no. Sorry.
I don't believe you.
Sorry. I'd use my efforts to move to another planet instead. Apparently, I have that ability easily.
You would certainly have that ability.
So I could go find my own planet. You know, have some friends over and shit like that, but isolate myself
keep
from the stupid people.
Keep it pretty chill, though, right?
Huh?
You keep it chill on that planet.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Gorillas or no gorillas on that planet?
Nope. Cool gorillas.
Like, laid back.
Yeah, easygoing. Just, you know, like every, you know, like people should be.
Like stoner gorillas.
I wouldn't keep them out. I'm not going to go out of my way to find them.
Right. Oh, they'll find you. If it's stoner gorilla, I went over, visited my in-laws in North Dakota, and they have this whole ranch, and it's super, like, they didn't realize it when they were setting the place up, but there's just, like, bananas and, like, beanbag chairs, and it's super, like, appealing to gorilla stoners, and sure enough, we went there when they, you know, when they sort of moved in and had their housewarming party, and it was fine, no gorillas. Nice. And now they have gorillas. They're super chill. It's not a big,
like I said, if it's the cool gorillas, it's the cool gorillas, you know?
I'm just saying, like, the stoner gorillas will find you. If you put beanbag chairs and bananas.
Right. There will be bananas. Who doesn't like a good banana? Beanbag chairs. Probably not so many. You're going to have to bring them. But, again, not going to kick you out.
Right.
You know?
So if a gorilla shows up with a beanbag chair on his back and says, hey, man, you mind if I, like...
And a big bong,
right.
I guess.
Right.
Fine. Come on in. Whatever. You know?
They tend to smoke blunts.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I've heard, I guess.
They know how funny people think it is when monkeys smoke.
Right.
And so they like to... People love it.
Who wouldn't?
We love it. We're Lubbock.
Do you remember the smoking gorilla down by the railroad?
Great Bape.
Bicycle?
Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't a gorilla, it was a monkey.
Was it a monkey? All right. Yeah, it was a monkey, wasn't it?
I never saw it, but I heard about it.
I thought it was a gorilla.
It wasn't a gorilla. I saw him, and I don't really recall.
Breaking news, the monkey who smoked in The Hangover 2 just died of lung cancer. Baby lung monkey lung cancer.
Not going to take long. Every cigarette's like a carton for a monkey.
Monkey smoking is funny.
That drug dealing monkey, that just seemed like a sound business plan for that dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that really a thing?
Spoiler alert, if you watch a movie, that's the one new thing in that movie, right?
Yep.
All right.
It's the only new, like, premise that was used, or even, like, shot selection. I mean, it is scene for scene the same movie. I don't want to harp on it. We already reviewed it. You already saw it 4 months ago. It was a piece of shit, whatever. Can't win them all, Zach. Shave your fucking face.
Even the fireworks think so. Little Way Being Asshole, we got this electric sign up the way. It has, like, the lottery, and it has, like, this dentist or whatever.
All right.
Like, there's a picture of the dentist or whatever, and all the spray paint, he's an asshole. But it made me laugh, because, like, it only counts when that picture's up there.
I like it. It only is funny a third of the time.
Yeah. And then not even really that, because he's not going to buy another round of time on that sign.
That's a good point. It's like, I'm going to pull that billboard. I like it.
The Hood.
Sounds of the Hood. Oh, I wanted to figure out a recipe. See if we could hash something out. Anti-pad thai.
don't know what pad thai is.
I'll ditto that.
It's like peanut sauce noodle, like rice noodles.
Oh.
Some vegetables in there.
You need jelly.
Christine says that we should go kosher for religious reasons. Because it comes from the... It's I think it's Thai.
Were you saying peanut butter's not kosher?
No, I think she's saying they practice a lot of Buddhism where... So
the opposite of that is...
The opposite of Buddhism is...
Anti-Buddhism is...
Jewish.
Jewish.
Because we were talking and we decided that anti-Christian has to be Muslim.
I can't be sure. Right. Sure.
Of course that's right, dude. They're fighting all the time.
No, what's the one, Hinduism, that's got a million gods?
Past 700 or 800 years.
That's Confucianism. The opposite of Hinduism, I think, is Confucianism.
Opposite of Confucianism?
Is that something? Confucianism is?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Chinese.
And the opposite of that is Hinduism.
Right.
So, your god versus a billion gods. Not right. One god versus a billion gods, as I would have thought with Hinduism and Christianism.
What do you mean, your god?
I'm God.
I don't think that's the gist of it.
Of Hindu or Confucian?
Confucianism.
No. I don't think Confucian. What the fuck? There's got to be a name for that, right?
It's Confucianism.
Oh, alright. Yeah, alright. Thanks. Isn't a religion. It's just a set of good ideas.
Like the
Constitution. Tao.
Oh, that'd be Taoism.
Don't let that T confuse you, folks. That is pronounced Taoism.
Like the stock market?
Oh. It's spelled differently. Taoism is spelled differently than the stock market.
That's true, yeah. I see it now.
Confucianism is like, you know... Confucius say, he who go to sleep with itchy butt, wake with stinky fingers. Just a set of rules to live by.
Is it the 14th precept of Confucianism?
I think so.
Okay.
14th or 15th.
It's in the teens.
Yeah. The mid-teens.
Confucius say, he who goes to sleep with itchy butthole wakes up with stinky fingers.
Right.
Is that where the Rolling Stones named that album after?
I think so.
They didn't understand the premise, though, because they were English, and so they changed it to sticky.
Yeah. Well, the Beatles went with their Hindu thing.
Right.
And the Rolling Stones with their Confucianism.
Obviously. There's two warring factions.
Yeah, religious wars of the...
Beard's there, too. Look out.
Jesus Christ.
Everywhere. It's a frightening amount of facial hair.
Wait, which side? Both sides?
Both sides.
Yeah. Wait, Indians?
Oh, yeah.
Are they known for good beards?
They can get a beard going.
Okay.
No problem.
I can think of an ancient Chinese, you know, crazy beard. No problem there.
Like angel hair pasta on their face.
Yeah, yeah.
So gross.
Ugh.
Looking good there.
That shit's still wet, dude.
You just dip that in your soup, in your peanut butter soup.
So anti-pad thai.
Anti-pad thai. Anti-pad thai. So we want to go with a different... What's the opposite of a nut? Specifically a peanut. Like a fruit?
Fruit, I guess.
I went to fruit, too, so we'll go with fruit.
All right.
So, maybe like a pineapple base?
I was going pineapple, too.
Up top.
Nice.
Air 5.
But straight pineapple.
So pineapple, really, and then what do we do about... What's the opposite of a noodle? Holy shit, is it ham and pineapple? Is that anti-pad thai?
That's certainly not kosher.
Is like roasted pork with covered in pineapple?
An opposite of a noodle is pork? I can kind of see that.
I don't know, I mean, it doesn't feel the same.
No.
Feels different.
But still in the food
realm. Maybe not the opposite.
Realm.
That's true.
Because you can't, like, opposite of noodle is maybe a rock.
I was thinking sand, but that's just a bunch of little rocks.
Way better. Way better. It's more
so anti-pad thai is pineapple and sand.
Yum. No, I see. I think you got to keep it in the food realm. I'm still not sure about. Wait, what was the opposite? Oh, pork.
Right. Right. Pork is the opposite of rice noodles.
Makes a damn fine pizza, though.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But on that note, I actually like sardines on my pizza. So.
I've never tried it, and
it's just super salty.
Yeah, oh, I bet.
And I like salty shit, so it doesn't even taste like fish, in my opinion.
Yeah, I like Caesar dressing. Am I going to like...
Anti-pad thai?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that you can draw that direct of a line.
You know what, Miguel's? I got a pizza
Jesus
with...
Christ, will you drop it with this beardo place already?
With hummus on it. Come on. Go. Tell me that's not good. It doesn't tell you what kind of place establishment I was at. Hummus, right on the pizza, man.
Sounds like a place that isn't up on their current taxes. That's what it sounds like to me.
I saw a picture of the owner burning all of the boxes from his food. Like, he just puts them out back and sets them on fire. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to go with anti-taxes. I think you nailed that. Thank you, sir.
Mix it all up.
Don't worry about it.
All right. I'll wait a moment.
But that'll just cool you down.
Cool. Are we really there almost? Cool.
Where's there almost?
Almost time to say goodbye, man. Yeah. It's the part of the show where I start to feel a little sad.
Do you want to try one of these?
Yeah.
We're going to call it this thing or that thing.
Okay.
If there's two things.
Oh, okay.
You can do either this thing or that thing.
I've got a choice of doing either one of these things?
You can do one of two things.
Okay.
You can A...
Oh, fuck, dude. I'm sorry. Can we turn the light back on?
No, I got it. You can A, eat a small cactus, or B, eat a cup of pebbles. A or B. This thing or that thing? Which thing?
A small cactus.
Really?
How small of a cactus? I mean,
I was thinking, like, just off the top of my head, like what you would give mom for Mother's Day. Like, not more cactus than she could handle.
Here's the thing that'll hurt you.
Like a baseball sized cactus.
Okay. Remember when I was born and it hurt? Here's a cactus.
Flipped it around on you.
How many pebbles? Cupful?
Small handful.
Small handful.
So roughly the same. Let's say, just for argument's sake.
I'm going to take that.
I would think so too. I would think, here's what I liked about the cactus.
Yeah, I'd eat the pebbles like pills.
Do what?
You could eat the pebbles like pills.
Right, you just swallow them.
Yeah.
Not break your teeth.
You don't have to chew.
I feel like you could pluck the cactus, right?
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay.
You have to eat those needles.
Oh.
You can't just pluck it and get rid of the needles, but you don't have to, like, bite into it with those needles sticking in your fucking shit. You know what I mean? You could potentially, like...
Pull them all.
Get all the needles off, right? And then break the cactus up into chunks, and then like push those needles in, and then try to swallow those big fucking chunk size. But you wouldn't want to chew it, and that's the closest I can come to managing that. So I was always fine with doing pills. So I think I would go with the pebbles as well.
Yeah,
pebbles. This thing or that thing. Everybody's going with that thing.
Yep. That thing.
Done. That was easy.
Yeah, it was easy. Do you guys want to say goodbye?
I definitely do.
Thanks for listening.
Like a few minutes ago.
I could take it or leave it, but I'm going to go with the team and say goodbye as well.
Tell some folks. Silly. Places.
Twitter's a place.
Yeah, man.
Facebook's a place. Not maybe. For long, but yeah. Still.
Maybe.
Taking Facebook down.
I think it's over.
It's done?
I think so.
Oh. All right.
Like to end trends and stuff here. Clothing styles.
It seems as though Facebook, the traffic has lessened.
I think it's done.
Certainly by the time this is out.
I would like to still maintain my position that I think Facebook should be a internet rest home. So anybody older than 25, you can go to Facebook and be old and be dumb and not be fun for anybody. And we'll still, like, hang out and be like, oh, what's up? But we want to keep all, I think we want to keep all the olds, all everybody that's old there.
Sounds good.
I like
we
that.
We got to go and say, hey.
Yeah, what's up? Oh, I had a crazy pizza today. But I'm posting blackout drunk photos. Those are going up on Twitter.
Excellent. Or your Tumblr.
Or my Tumblr. All
right.
Tumblr's super hidden. Nobody goes to Tumblr.
Is it?
I don't know.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Am I wrong or right?
No, to the last guy who does, who thinks the show ends when we say goodbye. And yeah, sure.
Beautiful.